Well, that's really disappointing. I thought you enjoyed what we did. Hi. Oh, I wouldn't really recommend stepping out of this confessional booth if I were you. There's a couple more people outside. Or, well, inside the church. And if you step out right now, I might as well step out too and have everyone start guessing what two people of the opposite sex are doing in a tight, dark space like this. Gosh, I didn't think you'd dislike me that much. Especially with how much cum you gave me when you fucked me at the altar the other week. You're rather confusing. Oh, Father Rodriguez? I'm pretty sure he's a little bit busy right now with Mrs. Hernandez. Speaking of which, I had some thinking done after a little adventure here at church. I realized that Father Rodriguez hurt me, and Mr. Hernandez as well, and he has to pay penance for that. Well, he hurt me because he took advantage of me. And yes, while I learned new things from him, it still wasn't right for him to do that to me. But he'll learn soon enough. Him and Mrs. Hernandez thinks that Mr. Hernandez will be home in 2 hours, when in reality, he should be there in half an hour. Oh, I may have made a fake call stating that Mrs. Hernandez had an accident at home and is waiting for him right now. So while Father Rodriguez and Mrs. Hernandez are fucking on the marital bed, Mr. Hernandez is on his way home. And hopefully, they get caught. And I definitely think that that's a better way to repent for your sins, rather than entering a silly tight booth and telling someone who pretends to be better than you all about your sins, and then afterwards muttering some prayer like that wipes your ledger clean. You scoff, but you know I'm right. Why would you even confess here anyways? Especially after knowing that Father Rodriguez ruins girls and families. Besides, I don't even think what we did is a sin. Remember what I said? So long as nobody gets hurt, it's not a sin. I mean, I didn't get hurt. Except for my ass a tiny bit. But you took good care not shoving it in one go. And I don't think you got hurt either. With the way you sounded, and the way you were so hard and big inside me, I doubt that was pain. It must have felt good for you too, pushing your cock deep inside my tight little ass. Feeling the way it grips you perfectly. I'm sure that it felt so good you couldn't stop thinking about it. Because that's why it's taken you an entire week before you come to confession. Because if you were really guilty, you would have been here in the booth the next day after we fucked. But no, you took the next 7 days, the next 7 nights probably, jacking off to the memory of how my ass tightened around your cock when you came inside me, trying to remember every detail of how my body looked bent over at the altar, of how I was on my knees, sucking your cock. You can stutter there all you want, but no matter, I have a better idea for how you can pay penance. You're itching to stroke your cock right now, aren't you? You don't need to answer that. Either way, I just want you to stroke your cock right now. Yeah, stroke right now, or I scream, and people will see what we're doing here. Good. I want you to take your cock out and just keep stroking. Think about all the filthiest things you want to do to me. Think about how you would just love to have my hands around your cock right now. How you'd rather have me right in front of you, a petite girl on her knees, nuzzling and licking and sucking your cock. I wonder how you fantasized about me. Have you thought about me in that blouse and flowy skirt? The same one I wore when you first fucked me? Looking so innocent and pure, but... Really? I'm just waiting for someone to corrupt me? Or did you think about me wearing a different outfit? Or perhaps you wanted me completely naked, begging for your cock like a filthy little slut, while I kneel on the clean white marble floor of the church, making me touch myself while I make a mess all over your big cock? That's turning you on so much, hmm? Try not to make a noise, or else we'll get caught. But I have a feeling you're already good at that. Jacking off while being quiet. Making sure no one hears you while you're at home. Otherwise, your parents are going to be so disappointed in you. But what you don't know is that they're just as corrupt as we are. I'll tell you more about that, but that's for a different time. For now, I just want you to keep stroking. Because you should know, it's turning me on too. It's making me so wet right now, just remembering how you feel deep inside my tight little ass. Just remembering the way you thrust deep inside me so hard and so rough. I'm rubbing my thighs, thinking of how you feel inside me. Do you still remember how I sound? Moaning and squealing, my moans echoing while you were fucking me on the altar. You really enjoyed it. Don't lie. Just the way you were treating me, like a filthy little slut, like I'm your filthy little whore. Fuck. That was so perfect. You know, you tell me just how much of a temptress I am. But honestly, you tempt me too. Oh yes, you do tempt me. I can't stop thinking about the way your cock feels deep inside my tight little ass, and now I just keep wondering how it might feel when your cock is deep in my tight, wet, hot little pussy that's been untouched by any other man. No one's ever had me here. Not even Father Rodriguez. It could be you, you know. Because your cock just feels so good. Because your cock just stretches my walls out so much. And I bet it would feel the same, maybe even better, when you push your big cock deep inside my tight little pussy, when you start entering and stretching out my folds. Oh, fuck. See? It's turning you on, too. That's probably what you were thinking of as well, huh? All these nights when we haven't talked. How it must feel. Take a girl's virginity for the first time. But I did say that I wanted to keep myself safe until marriage. See? You're tempting me too. I made a promise to myself, but you're making me want to break it. The way you sound right now. Knowing your hand is wrapped around your big cock. Oh, I wish it was my tight little pussy wrapped around your big cock. I wish I was right there, at the other side of the booth, riding you up and down, bouncing myself up and down just to have you deeper and deeper and deeper inside my pussy. Wouldn't you want that too? It's too bad I'm trying to save myself for marriage. Unless you want to get even. You see, you blame me for corrupting you. But keep in mind, when it comes to these things, it's always the responsibility of both parties. You don't get to escape. You don't get to hide in a booth, tell someone your secrets, and then be cleared of it. If you feel guilty about it, that's going to stay with you for as long as possible. Unless you own up to it. And that's one way you can own up to it. By tempting me. By making me break my own promise. My own promise of staying a virgin until I get married. See, if you own up to this, you're also owning up to your other sins. The sin of fucking me at the altar. The sin of doing crazy, crazy things in the church. Oh, you can tell me it's my fault. But you still said yes, didn't you? You still fucked me in the altar. You still fucked me in my ass. And you did it with so much enthusiasm, I was quite surprised. So no, you don't get to escape it by running in a booth. The one way you can do penance is if you tempt me back. I mean, you seem to think that it's all my fault, but this time, you should own up to it. You should tell me, you should ask me, you should beg me to let you fuck my tight little pussy. Because it's the only thing you want, really. Sure, you want to tell Father all of your sins and feel free. But I guarantee you, even if you did that, the next night you're gonna think about my tight little pussy. You're gonna think about my tight little ass. You're gonna think about my tight little throat. Over and over and over again. Until you beg me for it. Or maybe even force me to do it. So let's skip the bullshit. And beg for my tight little pussy. Beg for me to ride you. Beg for me to take care of your cock with my pussy. Beg for me to break my promise. Do that sin. And everything will be forgiven. Because now the both of us are taking responsibility for it. No, don't stop stroking your cock. Keep doing it. Keep thinking about how I would feel. Keep thinking about how tight my pussy is. How you're going to get to fuck my tight virgin pussy. You don't even have to pay for it. You don't even have to do anything. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is beg. All you have to do is tell me. Tell me you want me. Tell me you want my tight virgin pussy. Tell me you want to fuck me. Tell me you want to be the one to break my virginity. Please. You know it's what you want. You know it's what you really, really, really want. And you know it's what I want too. You know how easy it is. How simple it is to just get what you want. To just have what you want. I'm so wet already, and I'm so ready. You don't want to miss this opportunity, do you? There we go. Finally, the truth. No more lies. Just the truth. Well, except for one lie. Nobody's really outside of this booth. Yep. No one's praying right now. No one's here. And I made sure of it. I locked the doors. I'm surprised you didn't hear it. Those are big, heavy doors. Perhaps you were too preoccupied thinking about our sins. Thinking about how good it feels. But now you don't need to think about it. All you need to do is feel it. So I'm just going to slip out of this booth and switch to yours. Let's get cozy now, shall we? Oh, wow. You're really, really, really hard. Well, good for you. I'm really, 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 really wet. I'm really turned on right now, and I really want you. Will you please be the one to take my virginity? Be the one to push cock inside me for the first time? Please take me. Make me yours. I knew you'd see the truth. Oh yes. Oh fuck. It hurts just a little bit, but fuck it. Oh god. I'm so wet, I barely even feel the pain I'm supposed to feel. At least that's what they tell me. Do you feel it? Do you feel how tight I am? You're the first and only man to be inside me. It must feel good, right? It must feel really good. Oh, you can moan louder now that you know no one's here. We could fill this church with our moans, just our moans. And the sound of our skin slapping against each other's. Oh, I write you. Oh god, I think you're all the way in now. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I think I'm ready. I'm ready to ride. I'm ready to ride your cock. Hold me. Hold my ass. Hold my waist and guide me. Fantasy I've had. Isn't this better than lying to ourselves? That's a sin in and of itself. Lying, not being true to yourself. But this, no one's getting hurt like this. All right, no one. No one's getting in trouble for this. No one is in pain for this because we both want it. You and I both know that this is what we really want. This is what you really want, to fuck my tight virgin pussy. Fuck, I'm getting close. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Oh, you're getting close too now, right? You're gonna come inside me. Yes, you're gonna come inside me. I don't care what happens. We'll figure it out. I just need to feel what it's like to have your cum deep inside me too. So please come with me. You won't be able to control it either. You're gonna come with me. Come with me. Oh, Oh, fuck, that feels so good. I'm dripping all over your pants. Oh, you made me cum so much. Oh, and I could feel your cum inside me too. Yes, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Who can that be? Oh, it's Father Rodriguez. Sorry. We're gonna have to take this. Oh, be quiet. Stop breathing. At least stop breathing, lovely. Hello? Yes, Father? No, I'm at the church, Father. Praying. Oh no, what happened? Oh dear, how can I help? Well, of course, Father Rodriguez, I can help you. Where do you need me to go? You need me to head to your office? Okay, well, alright, I'll wait there. Is there anything else you might need? No? Okay. Well, I'll be waiting for you at the office then. Okay, bye. God bless you, Father. What do you know? They got caught. I'm guessing Father Rodriguez is going to throw all his frustrations at me. That means he should get up and get going. Before we get caught, too. Sorry. You're gonna have to figure out how you're gonna clean yourself up here. I have to get ready. See you again soon.